St. Louis City Museum, 701 North 15th Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. 314-231-2489. http://www.citymuseum.org. Accessibility rating. Overall, 3 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility, 2 out of 5 stars. Docent guides upon request, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Adequate staff and supervision, 3 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory components, 4 out of 5 stars. Unaccompanied visiting experience, 1 out of 5 stars. Last evaluated on June 18, 2021 by Se-Yun Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Program Associate. Although it is called a museum, St. Louis's City Museum is a truly unique facility that has compiled a vast collection of artifacts, art, architecture, and other random pieces of history into one large interactive playground. Unlike the most typical museums filled with displays of glass-enclosed artifacts, accompanied by informative nameplates, the visitors to the City Museum will be able to touch, climb through, crawl over, slide down, and interactively explore its many attractions. This puts the items on, quote, display, in a completely accessible manner for someone with little to no eyesight. Even though the museum is geared towards a younger visitor, adults will equally be fascinated by the history and origins of the items which comprise the building's attractions and decor. Furthermore, the accommodating nature of the museum staff makes the St. Louis City Museum a terrific destination for any family or group looking for a day trip or nighttime activity. The City Museum is not a facility that blind or visually impaired individuals, parent or child, should consider visiting unaccompanied. While eastbound bus routes that intersect 14th Street, number 97 and number 32 will leave passengers with a short walk to the museum, Metro Colorado Service, rideshare services, and other sighted drivers will be able to drop off passengers by the main entrance to the museum, which is far more ideal. However, there is no real logical layout to the museum. The sheer magnitude of the facility and its exhibits could easily overwhelm an unassisted blind visitor when visiting for the first time. There are countless tunnels, jungle gyms, nooks, and crannies into which children are free to explore, so it is necessary to keep a close eye on them, regardless of whether they have a visual impairment. Furthermore, the existing hallways and passages are often full of energetic children and teens, so sighted guide assistance is highly encouraged to safely navigate the facility. If the blind or visually impaired person happened to be visiting the museum on a less crowded day, the staff may even be able to accommodate the individual on the spot, but advance notice is still recommended. If you are wanting to avoid the most crowded times of year, it may be best to avoid visiting during periods close to holidays, the end of school semesters, and the end of the summer break. The museum staff has taken great care to make the facility very safe for children, regardless of physical or mental abilities. All children who are under 17 are required to be accompanied by an adult. All the tunnels are safely enclosed, and they will generally all end at central points throughout the museum. In addition, the tunnels and passages all have adjacent walking paths, making it easier for parents, guardians, and group members to keep an eye on the children and other adventurous young at heart who are exploring the enclosed passages. The museum has also set aside dedicated sections of the facility that are intended for kids who are 6 years old or younger. These areas contain slides, smaller ball pits, and activities that are more appropriate for that age group. There's also a very popular arts and crafts area where young visitors can make their own museum souvenirs. Even so, it is recommended there be at least one, if not two, sighted people to each blind or visually impaired child. As mentioned earlier, the St. Louis City Museum is not a conventional museum, nor is it a typical playground. The museum is home to a collection of various artifacts ranging from a boat's propeller to gargoyles to the world's largest pencil. All these items are out of where the public can examine and feel them. In some cases, the artifacts have been turned into playground material. For instance, the old shoe chute, which is left over from the buildings served as a shoe factory, has been transformed into a 10-story spiral slide. An old metal cooling coil from the Anheuser-Busch Brewery has also been turned into the one of many elevated tunnel passages. The walls are equally unique. They are all covered from floor to ceiling with items such as gears, steamer panels, ramparts, and safety deposit boxes. Yet the blind or visually impaired individuals would need a sighted guide to fully understand and explore the museum's many attractions, since there are no nameplates nor accessible descriptions of the items which comprise the building's displays and decor. Not only is the City Museum a fun place for energetic and adventurous youth to visit, the blind and visually impaired students who are studying art, engineering, or architecture will find this facility to be a goldmine of hands-on learning resources. The entire building, including its entrance, is a full of building facades, sculptures, and reliefs from various styles and periods of architecture, and there are equally as many displays that would be considered engineered feats, as well as elaborate works of art. These include a jungle gym with a plane perched atop, and a stone sea serpent stair railing whose fin is comprised of old kid-painted conveyor belt rollers. Even the cave, though it is meant to resemble a realistic cave, complete with trickling streams of water, contains rock formations and tunnels that resemble dinosaur heads and other creatures. All these displays, items, and structural designs are completely accessible for blind and visually impaired students to touch and feel. A full day at the City Museum can work up quite an appetite. So, unsurprisingly, the museum is home to a small cafe called Sandwiches. This is set up in a standard cafeteria style, and although no braille or large print menus are available, the staff is prepared to help sight-impaired visitors place an order in a timely manner. The menu for this cafe can also be found on the museum's website in a PDF document, making it easy for blind or visually impaired people to access with the use of screen reading and magnification tools. The cafe staff is very accommodating and will also prepare pre-ordered lunches, which can be ordered over the phone. This is especially helpful for large groups or anyone with special dietary needs. Remember to consult the Plan Your Visit link on the museum's website. It contains valuable visitor information, including what to wear, driving directions, hours, admission fees, and visitor amenities. The site is well organized with headings and clearly labeled links. While images lack alternative descriptions on the images, they can be read by screen readers. The website overall remains accessible for most screen reading and magnification softwares to be able to access on desktop or mobile web browsers.